May our love of Christ fill us with joy and curiosity. Amen. Remember when you were a kid and you would hide behind something and then jump out and say boo to see how badly you could scare your sibling or parent? And then you'd laugh at seeing them jump up in the air, and maybe your sibling would start chasing you around the room, which was equally great fun. Jesus's peace be with you, I think, is an unintended equivalent to going boo. I'm not sure there's an entirely non-frightening way to appear in the middle of a room unannounced. I suppose Jesus could have knocked on the door, but I transgress. So here are the disciples, and their hearts are pounding, and Jesus is looking a bit mystified that they are frightened. And since that wasn't his real intention, he invites them to take a long look at him and to touch him. The invitation to touch someone communicates to us so many things in an instant. I trust you. I care about you. I want to comfort you. I want to reassure you. And the disciples have been both grieving and afraid since Jesus died and then rose again. So Jesus does what he always does. He invites us to him to allow ourselves to be comforted by him. Touch is one of the best ways to offer comfort, through the squeeze of a hand, a gentle pat on the back, a hug. Touch creates and strengthens bonds. And the nature of love is about touch and comfort. I'm here for you, which is what touch says. So here is Jesus with his arms opened wide, saying, see me, touch my hands, touch my feet. Now think about that for a minute. Touch his hands, touch his feet. Jesus is inviting us to touch his wounds. And in offering for us to touch his wounds, he is communicating to us that we will find comfort. We will find courage. We will find common ground. We will find love. We will find ourselves within him. My children are adopted, and Jacob was almost 4 when he came to be with us. So he had a whole different life that he knew, and he knew he was leaving it behind. Amy and I knew it would take time to build bonds of love, bonds of family. Now, whenever we would all go to the store, any store, it didn't matter, Jacob never wanted us to hold his hand. He didn't want the little reassuring squeezes we give to our children all the time without ever really thinking about it. But for Jacob, we had to be mindful of this because he wasn't ready. And after many months of this, sometimes it would make me cry. Tears for him and tears for me. And all the hopes and worries every parent has for their children. And then one day, he slipped his small hand into mine. I was so scared to react at all for fear that he'd pull away. But I looked down and smiled, and he smiled back at me. And that's when I knew we'd all be okay. And eventually, holding hands became hugs. And to this day, Jacob gives really wonderful hugs. Once the disciples have touched Jesus, we are told that they are filled with joy and wonder. Then Jesus asks them if they have anything to eat. So the disciples give Jesus the fish they have been preparing for their meal. Meals become wrapped into our memories, our traditions. The table is a place where we connect and belong. Preparing a meal for someone pulls us out of ourselves. Preparing a place for others to be at ease, to receive comfort and strength. When we prepare food, prepare a table, we also prepare ourselves. We make ourselves available, open to others. We make room for others to enter into our lives and they us. It helps us to open our hearts and let in grace from unlikely places. There's an ancient story about hunger and sharing. Imagine a hole in the ground that is 50 feet in circumference and many, many miles deep. And the only food to be found anywhere is on a pillar in the middle of this hole. And on the pillar is a bowl of soup that never runs out. There are six people. They are emaciated and frail. They are spread out around this hole, and they cannot move from their place. Each one of them has one spoon that they can only hold with one hand. This spoon can reach into the center of the bowl of food. And they are all struggling to get their spoon into the bowl at the same time, and they begin to fight each other's spoons away from the bowl. And then they start hitting one another. And one person's spoon breaks, and one person's spoon is knocked down into the bottom of the hole. And this causes them to stop fighting and hang their heads in despair. And then one person struggles to reach their spoon to the person across from them, and their hand is shaking. And a different person then reaches out their spoon to help support the person trying to feed the other person. These two acts of kindness shift their hearts, and they begin to feed each other until they are all healthy and strong. Jesus invites us to see, to touch, experience together what it means to take and eat, take and drink, to offer the peace of Christ. Allow ourselves to be changed and shaped by our knowing of Jesus. We are invited to share how knowing Jesus shapes our lives and to make the lives of others better. Amen.